Well, I want to talk about vinyl. Why? Well, I'm sat here, which you can't see, but I'm sat here holding a new record. Everyone's just laughed at me because I still buy vinyl records. Not very often, but if I can get them, I buy them. Everyone laughs, goes, oh, you got CDs, we got MP3s, we got this, we got that, we download. Why do you still buy vinyl? Well, one reason is the sound. If you've got a good record player, nothing, but nothing, sounds as good as vinyl. MP3s have got this awful, tinny, strangulated sound where kind of the bass, the space is missing. So I'm kind of sat here waving my vinyl record at the microphone. I'll have to wait a while to play it because I don't have a record player. But there you go. When I hear it, it will be worth it. I've always bought records and I really like music. All my early records are in vinyl. And one of the things that I like when I get them out of the boxes at home is there's a thing there. There's a big picture. You can look at it. You open it out. You download something. It's come and gone. I think for a lot of people now, music isn't especially as it was, say, when I was younger, which was quite a long time ago. So people in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s, music was just really special. You go to the shop and you'd have to save up to buy your records because they were quite expensive. So you didn't download hundreds and hundreds of tracks, one after the other. You maybe buy from school, we'd save dinner money or do little jobs. And then maybe once a month, you could kind of go into town, find a good record shop, one that would let you listen to the records. You'd listen to two or three records in the shop, have a think, have a talk with the shop assistant, and then you'd make your purchase. It was really exciting. You get this. But maybe I need to explain, because for younger people, you know, you've got this big vinyl record, which is about 12 inches across. So you had a big thing to look at. And when you got it home, open up those bits inside it, pictures to look at, little bits of information on the cover, which were like little messages from another world. Now it was just really special, which I got lots of downloads, I've got CDs, but the music's still great, but they're not special anymore. It's like they've just become, it's just another product. I think for most people, it's just another product.